1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York, Super Tuesday. David Bowie from Ziggy Stardust, Moon Age Daydream, and the Gene Genie. A couple from Rush to get the show going today. It's Opie and Anthony.
Good afternoon.
How are you, buddy?
Oh, very good. How are you? I see something going on with the Opster.
I don't know.
All right, close your mouth.
Yeah.
Put your face near the mic.
Mm-hmm.
Inhale through your nose. Yeah, welcome to the wonderful world of influenza. Come on.
This is bizarre, though. When you picked me up today, I was fine.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
By the time we got into NEW, I'm like this. I got sick on the way in.
It happens that fast.
The bug hit me in between my driveway and the NEW parking lot.
Did you think it wasn't going to happen? Earl's ready to spray the Lysol.
You can spray it.
There you go.
Just don't get it in my coffee.
Everyone around here had the flu, right?
Yeah.
You didn't. You're in here every day.
Mm-hmm.
It was bound to happen. It's like you go into the old bathhouses in New York in the 70s and not expecting to get boinked, Opie.
I was convinced it was going to pass me by, but...
No.
I guess not.
Yeah, you're a little sniffly there.
I feel all right. I'm just getting really stuffed up. I just hope I don't get the throat thing.
That's how it happens. You know what happens?
Wait, you started with the nose and then went to the throat?
Yeah, I had the cold for a while and I'm sneezing like crazy?
Yeah.
And then it turns into this... this nasal drip thing that goes into your throat, and that's where your throat starts hurting. And then out of nowhere, boom, fever. And your eyes feel like they're going to...
Well, I got that already.
Pop out of your head.
I got the burning eyes again. I had that last week, though, too.
And then when Lisa comes in to give you a back rub, all of a sudden she goes, "Oh, my God, you're hot!" And then you go home, and I do the show, and I call you from your room.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to make the... I think I'm out one day this week.
You think? Yeah, it's only Tuesday?
I'm starting to feel it.
We'll see. We'll see how it works.
Hopefully not.
Well, of course.
Because this is my life.
And healthy.
This is my life right here. I don't want to stay home. All right, we're ready to rock.
Yeah. I'm in the process of upgrading right now to Windows 98 on the laptop, so Opie will be... looking at all the instant feedback.
Yes.
I figured I had to give Bill Gates just a couple of more bucks.
Now, why are you...
He was looking a little down in the dumps.
You were very happy with your Windows 95. What is the problem?
Well, Opie, if I may, can I just maybe...
You need a little forum, Anthony?
I'm going to give a little conspiracy theory out here. I might sound a little crazy, but with the internet, you never know.
Okay.
I had Windows 95 since it came out. Very happy with it. Good operating system for me. It's working well. Not many bugs. Occasionally something happens. That's fine. You deal with it. Windows 98 comes out. I'm thinking, why do I have to upgrade to Windows 98? Windows 95, treat me fine. Why screw with something that's working? I'm still on the net. I'm cruising the web, blah, blah, blah. All of a sudden, things start going wrong.
What do you mean going wrong?
Well, programs get buggy.
Screen freezes.
Screen
and stuff.
Freeze, crashes. And I'm hearing Windows 98. Oh. Diagnostics, takes care of problems that you have. It just works better than 95. I start thinking, boy, this Bill Gates and Microsoft. You're cruising the web. Who's to say they're not popping some kind of bugs in on your Windows 95 while you're online to make it screw up? So you start going, must. By Windows 98. And you know something? It worked.
Yeah.
Because I'm booting up the 98 right now.
You ran out and you got the 98, so.
So that's my little conspiracy theory.
All right.
I think they're bugging 95 to force you to buy 98.
And just slowly but surely.
Yeah, just
so you
enough.
So you don't really notice it at first and just worse.
It doesn't degrade your confidence in Windows. See, they can't totally screw it up on you because then you go, this Windows, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Just enough that you go, boy, I bet 98 will fix that. And you go out and you buy it.
It makes perfect sense.
It does.
It really does.
Well,
and with the stock splitting again.
Yeah.
What an amazing thing that is.
Well, get in on Microsoft. Before the split again, you know?
Yeah.
Start buying it now, I guess.
If you have the money.
Yeah, well, I picked up, a share. I think I could swing that. And when it splits, hey, I'll have two.
All right, we're just getting warmed up here. Later this hour, when you hear Hush by Deep Purple, be the 10th caller. 1027 WNAW, The Rock of New York, 2 for Tuesday. Dave Matthews Band, Satellite and Stay. Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds playing February 2nd at the Beacon Theater. Sold out. Wow, that would be a cool show to check out. I just read it on our backboard there, Ant, with all the concerts.
Yeah.
All right. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
How are you?
Good.
Wasn't it kind of strange to see the sun today?
Yeah, I woke up in a good mood, though.
Yeah. You see the sun, you're like, oh, okay, this is what life's all about.
Man, we've been in a depressing movie the past couple of weeks.
You mean like Brubaker?
It's like coming out of the joint.
Remember Brubaker, Solitary Confinement? The guys were in there for years.
Yeah.
And Robert Redford.
Threw him in the hole, yeah.
Not only brought him outside to see the sun for the first time in years, but gave him sunglasses.
Yeah.
Kind of like how I felt today.
Walking out of the house. Yeah. I love the slow clap build thing in movies. Someone gives a speech and everyone's quiet and then one guy will...
Click. Click. Yes.
It's been used so many times.
So you almost killed Yoshi today on the way in.
That dopey ass.
I mean, that would have been funny.
Could you imagine a picture of me in the paper because I hit a pork guy riding his bike down the street?
That would have been really funny.
First of all, they all ride their bikes like maniacs. But this guy, I mean, we're going down 57th. And you got two lanes on each side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the right lane. There's a truck double parked in the right lane. Ooh, go figure, you never see that. So I go to make the move to the left lane. As I'm making the move to the left lane, the Yoshi, he passes me on the right and then zips around the truck that's stopped in the right lane and cuts right in front of my truck.
You missed him by inches.
I got the big bumper guard thing on there. It wouldn't have made that big a mess, but I went out to scrape low main off my hood. You almost hit me. You drive like a manry rack.
Didn't even phase this guy.
No, he's probably been hit 20 times.
How many times do you think these messengers get hit on the streets of New York? Because some of the moves you see out there are just amazing.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say they would have to get hit a lot. Probably not serious, because I don't think it's a lot of high-speed stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see them riding right into the side of cars. I bet they hit more cars than cars hit them. I'll tell you that.
And they're protected by the big chain and the big lock that they got wrapped around their bodies.
Very heavy. I have a battleship chain around my seat. Well, they're good-looking bikes, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
With the big racks duct-taped on.
I don't know what they're protecting with those huge chains and locks, because the bikes look like crap.
Oh, come on. Walking down the sidewalk, you see that thing not chained up? It's mine. I'm taking that baby, riding that home.
Yes, all right.
That's an attractive bike.
Hey, you want to do Brady Bunch trivia today?
Brady Bunch trivia?
Yeah. Yesterday we did Godfather trivia.
Mm-hmm.
It was very successful. And we're qualifying people for this Super Bowl party this weekend. Last time you did Brady Bunch trivia, you did quite well, Anthony.
Well, yes, that is my forte. Yeah, sure.
We'll do that in the 4 o'clock hour.
All right.
Also, it is Tuesday. You do know what that means. Matter of fact, Rick's telling me to go to line 5 here. Hi, N.E.W.
What time is it? It's time for Tuesday Night. Hello!
You are excited.
That's right, baby.
Priceline.com, Anthony.
I love it.
Where's Anthony?
He stepped out. I'm Bill Shatner, spokesman for Priceline.com. Fantastic service.
Now you're not doing an evil Kirk on us once again today, are you?
No. This is Captain James D. Kirk of the Enterprise for Priceline.com.
Yes, we're talking about hotel rooms.
Hotel rooms. Yes, your 20th century still had them. Now, you can name your own price for a hotel room with Priceline.
That's right.
It's fantastic.
I never know when to jump in here because your pauses are really dramatically long.
I don't understand what you mean by pauses.
Well, I'm trying to do the spot with you, but I'm not sure if you're done with your sentence.
I speak as any man speaks.
I see.
Understand what you're talking about with these bosses.
All right, so Priceline.com has this hotel thing happening. You name your own price for your hotel, and you give them a call, Priceline, 1-800-PRICELINE, or visit them on the web, www.priceline.com. You use their service, they're going to give you a free hotel night.
You can't beat that with a Bucolian stick.
Yeah, rock! God, I dig that song. I forgot about that. I haven't played this one in a while, huh?
Yeah.
Two for Tuesday with Deep Purple, Perfect Strangers on the Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW. Another great song off that CD is Knocking at Your Back Door.
Yeah.
We haven't played that on the radio in a while. Maybe next time we do a twofer from Purple, we could do that. Deep Purple.
Purple goes down as one of my favorite bands.
Without a doubt. Yeah,
definitely.
All right. Cool. It's like Monster Rock.
Monster Rock.
Before that, Hush, and that was the song you had to be listening for this hour to qualify for that chance to have a Super Bowl party with you and I, Anthony.
Yes.
And we're going to bring the 53-inch big screen projection television with two-tuner picture-in-picture. That is cool because that means you don't need two VCRs to operate the pip.
Well, a lot of people that got picture-in-picture for a while. They were like, yeah, this is great. They get home, hook up their cable, whatever, and they turn on, and then they go picture in picture, and it's like, hey, it's a little blue square in my picture.
Yeah, they don't explain to you. You need two VCRs to work that.
Yeah, you need like your tuner and one other VCR, like one VCR and the TV.
Yeah.
So just some way to get two different signals in. But this has two tuners.
That's right.
In the TV itself.
That's right.
It's a true picture in picture.
And this hour, Rick, who's the winner?
Shoot Ed Lippert of Mattawan, New Jersey.
Shoot Ed?
Shoot Ed.
Is it the Shoot Ed from
no.
The summertime?
No. It's another Shoot Ed.
Really? Shoot Ed qualified? Shoot Ed.
Yep.
Now, we have a lot of brand new listeners, but in the summertime, we were looking for the worst job in the New York area, who mm-hmm. had the worst job, and Shoot Ed won one of the categories, right?
Yeah, he won for, like, the weirdest job.
He calls up and he goes, hey, I'm Shoot Ed. And basically, what does he do? He's on the boardwalk.
He's on the boardwalk, and people get to shoot him with a paint gun.
Yeah.
Like you use for survival games.
Right. So yeah. He just sits there, and you get to shoot Ed. He goes, yeah, I'm Ed from Shoot Ed.
I'm Ed. Hi, I'm Shoot Ed. What's your job? Shoot Ed. I'm Ed.
I'm Ed.
You shoot me. You pay like money and shoot me. I'm Shoot Ed.
He's hysterical.
He's a trip.
And he's famous now because of our show. And I guess he takes the winter off. And I think he told us at the time he works at an auto parts store or something like that.
Auto tech. Yeah.
Auto tech. And he'll be back on the boardwalk Memorial Day. And you'll get a chance to shoot Ed.
Shoot him.
So there you go. Our latest qualifier. Very cool. In the 4 o'clock hour, which we're slowly entering here, we're going to do Brady Bunch trivia for another chance for this 53-inch Sony TV, okay?
Right.
Hey, Ed, we got your buddy Adam Ferrara on the line here.
Adam, where is he? Adam. Adam Ferrara?
Hey.
Hey, pal.
What are you doing, my brother?
You're on the air, you bastard.
How are you?
Good. How you been?
I'm good. Shoot Ed. The guy's job is a target?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People shoot him with paintballs. Me and Adam used to be avid paintball players.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the old days, mm-hmm. we were the Red Devils.
Uh-huh. We had jackets and everything.
Oh, it was very embarrassing. It was fun. We had a lot of fun out there in Coram, Long Island.
There you go.
I saw my pal Adam Ferrara on TV the other night.
Ah. Oh, the special.
Yes, the special.
Special.
Yeah, what's this all about? Tell the people.
Okay. You sound like my mother. You know, he was nominated again.
My son, the comedian.
The people should know. I got nominated for the American Comedy Awards. And you get to vote over the phone.
I did.
You did vote for me?
Yeah, Adam leaves a message on my machine. Ed! It's Adam. I'm up for a comedy award. You got to vote. Here's the number. It's like, I already voted. I saw the number. I saw my pal. What do you think? I'm not going to lean over and dial a phone? I was there when you were at Eastside Comedy Club telling bad Gilligan's Island jokes. I'm going to be there to call and cast my vote for Adam Ferrara.
Oh, God.
Of course.
You want to hear the funny? Listen to this. My mother's message. I tape this. Listen to this message she leaves on my machine.
Oh, all right.
That's what she thinks, but she's not into programming. So I hope you're joke about him, because we got to win, all right? And also, I hope Rory's calling. I mean, if they're on the net, they should, you know, cast their votes. So give me a call tonight. I'm on pins and needles, and I have diarrhea. Bye.
Hey, there's Mom.
How funny is that?
That's funny. She's like your trainer.
Oh, the front of the message got cut off. It was like, I know you're calling your friend Anthony. I'm just going to remind you because I made a list of people to call, and so I can cross it off. How is he doing? Did he cut his hair? Anyway.
Your mom is treating this like you were outselling magazines door to door. All right, we got the Johnson family off the list. They bought Popular Science.
Buy his chocolate so he can go on the class trip. Because I did for their children, now they're going to do for mine. I'm flying her out for the ceremony. I flew her out last year when I got nominated.
Yeah.
And, like, all the celebrities are there, and my parents are looking around. My mother's elbowing my father, like, Joe, sit up straight. Travolta's looking. Excuse me, I don't want to slouch in front of Barbarino.
Hey, who are you up against? Who's that big, fat guy?
Finesse.
Yeah.
John Finesse. Oh, so my mother watches the special?
She goes,
look, I saw the special. First of all, the big guy, not healthy. He's probably not going to make it to the ceremony. He's going to die any minute. Doesn't anyone tell him he's that big?
I mean, another fat comic talking about how he eats a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, and John he's weird Schimmel. Looking. Yeah, Schimmel.
Yeah, I voted for Schimmel.
Thanks, though.
He did not. He's a lying ass.
All right.
Come on.
Not only didn't I vote for Schimmel, we're never having him in the studio again.
No, he just isn't funny.
He came in and he was such a drag. He made us all depressed.
Really?
Like, yeah, you know what it is with you friggin' comedians? They come in and
tell
do...
Tell us, Marconi.
They come in to do radio, and they don't know how to do radio. Like, they get up on stage, making people laugh, huddla, huddla, huddla.
Right.
They come in, and they're sitting at a microphone, and they don't do anything.
Right.
Like, Adam Ferrara, we have you in here. Right. What are you doing? You're in on our prank phone calls.
Yes.
You're hashing stuff. You're talking about things that you talk about in your act. You're talking about real life stuff.
Mm-hmm.
These guys come in here, they might as well be librarians.
Right.
It's like, for God's sake, talk, Shimo.
Adam, the Carol Miller call, still one of the hottest bits we've ever done here.
Oh, I like the Brady Bunch thing we did the last time.
Yeah, we just replayed that the other day.
You did? How funny
was
that?
Oh, it was so good to hear the second time around.
People love it.
Well, it's funny because we did it, you know, if you remember, we did it twice. We did it the heterosexual Brady Bunch.
And then we were corrected by a listener that he was gay.
Pointed us to the pages of Blue Boy.
Yeah. Basically, the bit goes, in case people are tuning in for the first time, Anthony is convinced that Mike Brady used to, you know, just hang out under the stairs at the Brady household.
He designed the house, and he designed the stairs without backs on them, and a cleverly little camouflage garden underneath the stairs for anyone to hide under to look up the skirts.
Study?
His study was, right at the bottom of the stairs.
Right before it was Greg's room.
Dennett, Dennett, Dennett.
When he was calling his parents by their first name. Carol, Mike.
Mike, Carol.
Why don't you jog up the stairs?
Right, yeah, so I'm watching TV, and I see Adam on there. And now there's a number to dial to vote for Adam Ferrara.
Yeah, the number is 1-900-370-5020.
All right.
And you can vote on the net. Also, at ComedyCentral.com.
Now, I'm noticing it's a 900 number. This might alarm people as to thinking that they're going to get billed $25 off of Sally the Suck Slut's phone thing, you know? But this
wearing?
Is not true.
No,
it's
not.
This is, what is it, 50 cents a
50
call, but it goes
to...
Does it go to a good cause? That's what I saw.
It does. It goes to the Support Adam's Cranky Parents Fund. Because it's very nice. I should pop her up for the award. Oh, you mean the ship is finally coming in, De Niro?
I saw on the special, it went to Comic Relief.
Yeah, no, it does. It goes to Comic Relief.
Yeah, good cause.
All right.
It's very cool.
So we encourage our listeners to help out Adam.
Comic Relief, of course, raising money to shut Robin Williams up. Funny guy.
Hey, did you ever notice when you spray Windex on the window and rub it comes clean?
Wow, he's brilliant. That stream of consciousness. Wait, he's not saying anything funny.
Yeah, and I hopped in my car. I stepped on the little skinny pedal and it went faster.
Wow, Well, yeah, it's the gas pedal, Robin. Guy's not funny.
That's not funny.
People laugh at him because he talks fast at him.
What's the timing?
It's all in the timing. Is that it?
Rickles has great timing, but he's not saying anything.
Now, Anthony,
why don't you put a hockey skate on your face and skate? Thank you, Don. You know, potatoes is a vegetable, but not from you, you Idaho hockey puck. Oh, he's killing me.
What does it mean? I don't know.
Now, Anthony, who's funnier, Robin Williams or Louis Anderson?
Oh, God.
Because I know you're a big fan of Louis Anderson as well.
Yeah, was Louis ever nominated for this award?
I don't know. I did his TV show, but I don't think he was ever...
I saw that, man. Oh, to see my pal having to, like, shake his big, sweaty, fat Vienna sausage fingers.
Vienna sausage?
Did you talk to him? Like?
Yeah, you know, you just talked during a commercial. How you doing? Fine. And then, all right, we're at a commercial. And then he goes his way, I go mine.
He didn't start bitching about how he was beaten as a child? That's like all he ever talks about. Oh, Louie, that's so funny.
Yeah, when I was in, you know, kindergarten, all the students used to, like, punch me in the face.
Oh, you're tearing me apart with that comedy, Louie.
Yeah, my father was a drunk, and he used to lob whiskey bottles at my head.
Stop, I'm cramping up, Louie. I don't find him funny either, Adam.
You don't find Louie funny?
I have one favorite comedian, and it's Adam Ferrara.
Oh, my God, I'm dying here.
Swear to God.
Tell more about my eyes.
Even if I didn't know you, you still make me laugh.
Thank you,
I point
brother.
At the TV, I go, look at that bastard. I know him.
Look at that funny little bastard.
Yeah. What else you got going on? Any TV? Any movie deals? What do you got?
Movie deals coming up. I actually did an episode of The Love Boat.
No, stop it!
Yes! Yes!
I love it!
Yes!
Oh, I love it.
I was on the set for Bikini Day.
Come on.
No.
Dude, really?
You know how great Bikini Day is? Okay.
Wow.
This is the set. You go. It's on a soundstage, right?
And mm-hmm. Wait, it's not a real boat?
No.
You just killed it for me.
Fred Flintstone doesn't live in Bedrock. So it's on a soundstage, and they shoot all this stuff by the pool in one day. So the assistant director goes, all right, girls, tomorrow's Bikini Day, please wax. So I show up the next day, and there's herds of beautiful women.
Wow.
It's like I heard the angels sing. It was like a tear in the fabric of reality, and I crawled into Babeland. So it's like God's way of saying, oh, he has suffered enough.
So what was your storyline?
They were gorgeous. Let me tell you about the girls, and I'll tell you the storyline. Girls are gorgeous, right? But then when they open their mouth, when Bugs Bunny played the piano wrong to piss off Yosemite Sam. Hi, where are you from? So I was noticing you. Are you married or anything?
They're only supposed to look good, man.
Oh, they're gorgeous. Also, the storyline?
Yeah, I got to know what your storyline was.
All right. There's a guy coming on a love boat for his bachelor party, and before his wife gets into port, he's going to try and screw around with some of the bikini girls.
Oh, and that's you.
No, I can't have this. I'm the voice of moral consciousness.
Come on.
In order to keep him from screwing around on his wife, me and this other guy put his allergy pills in his glass, and we knock him out, but we think we killed him. So we slip him a Mickey, and his wife-to-be comes on the ship, so while the other guy is trying to keep her from getting that guy, I'm running around with this Weekend at Bernie's guy in a wheelchair.
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm wheeling him all around.
So now, is Anson Williams in this?
Robert Urich.
Who are the other guest stars?
Kristen
McNichols?
No, it was me. Now that I think of it, it was me.
Hey, wait a minute.
I'm the guest star.
You're a pisser, man.
Yeah.
All right, man. Give us the number one more time.
1-900-370-5020.
Vote.
And on the net, it's www.comedycentral.com.
Vote for my pal Adam.
I'm going to come see you guys when I'm back in town.
Hey, if you win, you got to fly me to the awards.
Okay.
All right.
You got it.
Hi, Andy W.
You know, Bobby, cheaters never prosper. And when you cheat, you're only cheating yourself.
So drop those pants and take your punishment like a man.
Dan, why is my voice changing?
Well, Peter, your voice is changing because you're going through puberty and your testicles are dropping. And speaking about dropping, how about you drop those pants and let dear old dad check them out?
Oh, that's pretty damn funny. Very, very good. It's 2 for Tuesday. That was Zeppelin. It's Opie and Anthony. I got to grab something. Say something there.
What do you got? Well, I guess that guy was calling up to gear up for some Brady Bunch trivia. We'll be doing a little bit.
I think we could do that next.
Good.
All right, here's the deal. Okay, we're qualifying people to win a Super Bowl party at your house. The deal is me and Ant come by with the Sony 53-inch big screen projection television, and we party with you this Sunday. And just by qualifying, you'll win a $50 multi-sport passport to Chelsea Piers. And then you qualify to have the Super Bowl party thrown at your house. Okay?
Ah.
All right, so this hour we're doing Brady Bunch trivia. Just like Godfather trivia yesterday, first person to stump Anthony will qualify for the Super Bowl party.
Yes.
So if you got a Brady Bunch question, you got to give us a call right now at 212-757-1027. And quickly, before we move on here, got a great instant feedback from Joe from Long Beach. You see this one, Anthony?
No, I would love to read it, but I just upgraded to Windows 98, and I can't seem to get on the network.
Really?
Yeah.
You just took an hour and a half to upgrade.
Yeah, I've upgraded. Now it's better than ever, according to Microsoft. I now have Windows 98. I can't get on our network here. For some reason, it's not letting me on. Maybe Scott Colombo could help me out.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Well, one of the biggest stories of the day is that guy who got his got the hand transplant.
Yeah, is that weird?
What is going on?
Steve
Austin, here we come, huh?
The guy lost his hand, blew it off with an M80 or something.
Right.
13 years ago.
Yes.
And he had this little prosthesis. And then they threw a hand on there.
From a guy that was just brain dead, just laying in his hospital bed.
Yeah.
They just lopped off this guy's hand and reattached it to the guy from Jersey.
Guy's been dreaming about this since he had the accident, that someday they'd be able to transplant a hand, human hand, and with microsurgery now and the drugs, anti-rejection drugs, they were able to do it.
Yes.
But they say it's still risky.
Well, it's going to take about a year before they even could tell if it's going to be...
Yeah, 50-50 shot that it might just dry up and fall off.
Well, this is Joe from Long Beach. This is how our faithful listeners think, and that's why we love you guys. If that guy who got someone else's hand reattached to his arm masturbates,
here we go.
Does that now make him gay?
Hey, wait, it's some guy with a guy's hand.
It is.
Ew. Oh, think of the poor dead guy.
I know.
Like his spirit, you know, he probably goes away and
it's like, what
well,
the
at
heck?
Least at least my parts will go to good use. My eyes went to that poor girl that went blind from diabetes.
My hand to that pro tennis player that's now a world champion.
Yeah.
Wait, my hand
kidneys
didn't...
went to the wait, my hand. What's he doing with my hand? Oh my God.
That's sick.
Is that awful?
Funny, though. These are the questions people wonder about, though. All right, stick around. We're doing Brady Bunch trivia next to qualify you for that party at your house for the Super Bowl with the 53-inch big screen projection television from Sony. 1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York, Alice in Chains from Dirt Down in a Hole and No Excuses from Jar of Flies. It's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
Hanging on 2 for Tuesday. And on the way, we got some police for you. But right now, I think we're heading into Brady Bunch trivia.
Yes. Yes, we are.
We're trying to qualify another person to have that Super Bowl party thrown at your house. Just to qualify, you'll win a $50 multi-sport passport to Chelsea Piers, and then you'll be in the running to have us come to your house with a 53-inch Sony big screen projection television. And we are going to just rock Sunday.
You get to keep that.
Yesterday, everyone enjoyed Godfather trivia, so we figured we'd go with another one of Anthony's faves. The Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch.
So if you got a question for Anthony, 212-757-1027. The first person to stump Anthony will qualify for the party, okay?
All right.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, NEW. Who's this?
My name's Rich.
All right, Rich. You got a question for Anthony?
Yes. When Greg wanted to become a rock and roll star, what name was given for him?
Oh, that's an easy one.
I even know that one, dude.
Johnny Bravo.
Hey, thanks, bro. Sorry.
That's okay. The only reason they picked him, Anthony?
Because he fit the suit.
N.E.W., who's this?
This is Kim.
All right, Kim, what's your question?
I wanted to know what Jan's pretend boyfriend's name was.
George Glass.
That's right.
Thanks for trying.
Okay,
right.
Bye.
Hi, N.E.W.
Hey,
nobody
dumped you yet?
Not yet. Let's go.
Okay. All right, there was an episode where Carol Brady and Cindy Brady were both bedridden with something.
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
They
both had the same... Happy Hummer Tuesday!
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
You're off to a good start, Anthony.
All right. There we go. Hi, N.E.W.
Hi, I just called and I got hung up on.
Well, we got you back in the air. What's up?
I wanted to, for the Brady Bunch trivia.
Yeah.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, we're right here, live on the air. Go.
What's the name of the town the Brady's lived in?
Riverdale.
Riverdale?
Yeah.
No?
What was it?
Verona.
Verona?
Verona? What?
They lived in Verona.
I want a ruling.
Go ahead.
I need a ruling on this. What episode had that?
I'm not sure, but it's definitely Verona.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. I'm the biggest Brady Bunch fan.
Verona?
Now, how do you even know that?
Because it used to be on Channel 5 every day after school, and I watched it every single day.
But when did they say it was Verona?
It was definitely Verona. They had said one time Verona. I'm not sure what episode, but you can look it up in any book. It's Verona.
Oh, I don't know.
Something on that.
Now we need a ruling on this,
because
I don't think she's right.
All right, let's put her on hold here.
I think it's River, or no, no, not Riverdale. No. Look at this. she threw me for a loop, but I don't think she's right.
Well, what's your name, just in case you want?
Huh?
What's your name?
Lisa D. Hope.
All right, Lisa, where are you calling from?
Newton, New Jersey.
All right, we're going to check on this, and you possibly won.
I know I won.
Ah. I don't remember Verona
neither
whatsoever.
I'm telling you.
All right, you win the $50 multi-sport passport to Chelsea Piers, and you're qualified to have a Super Bowl party thrown at your house.
Thank you very much.
Hold on the line. Rick's going to take care of you.
Okay.
All right.
I don't think she's right.
A little controversy, Anthony. No one could prove that the hometown in the Brady Bunch was Verona.
I don't think so. I think that girl's on crack.
So, no one knows the answer to that. We're trying to find out.
It's Riverdale, dude.
I think it was the name of the high school. Riverdale,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think that's it.
All right, stick around. We might have to continue with Brady Bunch trivia. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, 2 for Tuesday with the police. It's Opie and Anthony. And no one could confirm that the hometown in the Brady Bunch was Verona.
No, it wasn't.
Not one person out there can confirm that it was Verona. A lot of people are saying Westdale. I slipped
That's
and said
the
Riverdale, but
school was, but
I, so now we don't know what to do.
You know what?
You're still there.
You didn't win.
You're still there?
Yes.
No one could confirm that it was Verona.
It's not Verona.
Not one person. And we have thousands and thousands of listeners. A bunch of people getting on websites, and no one could find that it was Verona.
I'm telling you, if it's ever on again, I'm going to make a copy of it, and I'll mail it to you.
But you don't even know what episode that was even mentioned in. Probably the Romeo and Juliet episode,
no,
where Verona is the town.
Your caller claiming to be a winner says she watched Brady Bunch after school every day on Channel 5. Couldn't have. Channel 11 had syndication rights from Paramount.
Same thing. I was young. I couldn't tell the difference.
See, you probably couldn't tell the difference then when they were saying Verona.
We're kind of ticked off at you. You screwed up our whole damn game.
Yeah.
That's a
first.
I'm glad it's 2 for Tuesday.
Huh?
I'm glad it's 2 for Tuesday. Gave you a lot of time.
Yeah, it did. But now we're in a quandary.
I think we have to start over.
Yeah, we're going to start over. But Rick's going to get info from you, because to tell you the truth, if we could prove that it is Verona before Friday, we'll put you in the drawing for the party at your house for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't either, but hold on the line, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let's continue with the game.
Yeah.
Simple as this. You got to stump Anthony with a Brady Bunch trivia question. 212-757-1027. If you do so, you'll be in the running for the Super Bowl party at your house. And we're going to bring the Sony 53-inch big screen projection television. And we leave it with you. It's yours after the game.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right.
All right. Let's go back to the phones here. Hi, N.E.W.
Hey, what's up, buddy? I got a Brady question.
Yeah, what's your question?
What commercial did the Bradys sign up for, and what was the product on the show?
Safe. Laundry detergent.
Damn it.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks.
All right. We're off to a good start. Hi, N.E.W.
Hey, Hey.
Hi, what's up?
Here's the question.
Okay.
What town did Carol Brady grow up in as a kid?
What town did she grow up in as a kid?
This was mentioned in an episode.
Oh, it was?
Oh, I swear to it.
Oh. People in your towns.
I got my hand on a stack of Bibles.
Oh. All right, let's see. Let me think.
Well, there's a reason I know this, but I can't tell you what that is.
That's a tough one. Well, maybe this guy might get it, Ope.
Well, that's okay.
I might get it.
Now, what's the answer?
Go ahead.
Not even a guess.
No, it's not even ringing a bell.
Wow.
I don't even know where to go for the answer for that.
All right. It was Swampscott, Massachusetts.
And how do you know that?
Because it's in an episode. She said it.
What episode?
I wish I could tell you. I'm not that big of a fan. I watched the show, but I didn't watch it, like, religiously. But I remember that because I grew up near Swampscott, Massachusetts. That's how you remember these things.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
Now, are we going to have to confirm this, too, Anthony?
Oh, God. Well, it's up to you guys to count it if you want to. I don't care, but I remember that. It's one of those things you just get from your youth, and you never let go of it.
Oh, wow. All right. The Godfather trivia was so much easier,
wasn't it?
It really was.
My goodness.
All right, hold on the line.
Sure.
We might have to give it to him. That sounds more logical than the hometown being Verona.
I don't know what that girl was talking about.
All right. Well, there you go. We'll qualify that person because we got to move on with the show. We can't spend a whole day on this.
Ridiculous.
You got to stick around. One of our favorite guests of all time is coming in today, Laura Korn. She's a sexpert.
Yeah.
And a lot of fun. She looks like Barbara Eden, and she's just a blast to hang with.
She's very open. We'll be taking calls. And she throws out little tidbits of knowledge about sex.
Uh-huh.
It's great.
Trust me, you're going to want to stick around, okay? Yeah. And we'll do two from the Stone Temple Pilots next. Stay there.
Stay where? Here?
Let me do Rick's job for him.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. What did he do?
Didn't pull the commercial.
Are you kidding me?
No, don't worry, Bob. I'll take care of it.
Rick, you are screwed, man. Rick. There's no commercials.
Oh, you guys.
Laura, look how hot you look. Wow. Well, you look great.
Oh, my God.
You look like better than ever. Opie, look at her.
Wow. Making money.
Wow, look at you.
I guess.
It's amazing what money can do.
Man. Do you got new boobs or anything? Or?
No, yeah.
New boobs.
Styling guys.
How you doing? Wow. Ooh, look,
surprise
I got a hug.
Me at all.
It's about time. Hi, Laura. Give me a hug, man. We're in a cluster F right now, but don't mind us.
Yeah, we'll settle in. Look at that. Oh, Obi gets the big stand-up hug. Wow, isn't that cool?
She's got some firm boobs, Anthony. The Rock of New York, 102.7 WNEW, 2 for Tuesday, Stone Temple Pilots, Wicked Garden, and Plush. It's Opie, it's Anthony.
And it's Miss Korn.
And it's Laura Korn in the studio.
What an appropriate song, Wicked Garden.
Yes.
And then the Kornmeister shows up. Yes! I can't get enough sex.
Yeah.
Now the number one, shameless plug, sex author in America. Just doesn't seem possible. 7 years ago, I never even had an orgasm. And now I've had so many. I mean, my God, I'm OD'd on orgasms.
All right, let me start by saying.
You believe her, man?
I don't know how many women are screaming my name out when they make love. Thank you, Laura!
Holy smoke. Calm down.
He's out of the gate.
Calm down.
I'm proud. I am the number one sex on. I can't. I'm just.
Where'd you get your crystal meth from?
You see my books everywhere, right?
Yes, I do, Laura.
I mean, they're everywhere.
But no one knows who you are. We got to give the big intro and stuff. You're an old friend of Aunt and I.
Yep.
We go way back.
We do. I've been doing you for years in Boston.
That's right. And we consider you one of our favorite guests of all time on the Opie and Anthony show.
Oh, thank you.
She enlightens people.
I enlighten.
She takes the monotony out of sex for couples that have been together for quite some time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We
adding some spice.
Yes.
To a somewhat dull sex life a lot of people are having.
And on top of that, she looks like Barbara Eden, one of my fantasy girls from growing up.
Yes, master.
Wow. You look hotter than ever, man.
Thank
yeah,
you.
She's looking real good.
I got to take because I have a new book, right? And I had done like the book that's the famous book, the number one sex book in America is 101 Nights of Girl Sex.
Mm-hmm.
That's three R's. And you know, you love that book. It's a great book. But now I have a new book, and I've been trying all these new things, because that was a couple of years old. I had already done all that, right? And so I've come up with 52 new techniques.
Well, I like your
new technique. How could you possibly come up with it?
What
are you, at the Laura Korn Laboratory, you know, trying to bend over a new way? Just how did she come up with these things?
I don't know.
I was amazed. You know what? That's what I said. Oh, my God. I've got to do another sex book, because people keep going, we want more tricks, Korn.
I'll put my heel in my ear, all right? Now I tug my hair between my legs, and technique 53. It's amazing. She just keeps coming up with them.
When I thought of this book, I thought, you know, there's no way I'm going to come up with 52. Or, you know, I was going to do 101 more.
Right. Wow.
But I couldn't. Order. That was impossible. So I would have had to repeat myself.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I said, okay, forget the 101. Okay. You know, I did a whole series on that. Now I'm going to 52.
You try all these out first?
I'm very proud of this one, because I did every single one of them.
Wow. All right.
And that, you know, that's why I look so good.
Yeah, I guess so.
My head's been banging on the headboard.
Who's the lucky guy?
It's the same. Eight and a half years.
Yeah. 8.5 years. Yep. You're with the same guy.
Yeah.
Are you guys just like pounding every night?
No, not really.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking, to be really honest.
Yeah.
Well, he's the one that really invented the book for me.
Oh, really?
He's the one that kind of came up with the idea. I went through kind of a real long story, make a long story short. I was like, it was like 6 weeks we hadn't had sex. Mm. I was going through a really no sex, which is really bad for a sex author.
Yeah, I guess so.
You really feel like a hypocrite, you know? Telling everybody to do it, and you're
what they call a dry spell.
Yeah, it's like Mark McGuire not hitting a home run, you know?
Oh, it was...
Yeah.
You were in a hump slump, is what they call it.
All right. See, I can't talk.
Look at her.
Okay, so I was definitely a hump slump. So the guy's trying everything to get me. You know, everything. You know, and if anybody knows any of my books, all of the pages in 101 Nights of Great Sex are sealed, right?
They're sealed pages.
They're sealed pages, and I'd be in the kitchen, and he'd be going, come on, I got a surprise for you. And I'm not budging. I'm bored.
So you're the one that wasn't into it for the 6 weeks.
I was in this hump.
Hump slump, right?
And so all of a sudden, I kid you not, this is what the guy does. He comes to my desk, and I was busy. I was working on a project, and it was dragging me down. And he puts a blue balloon on my desk and says, see this blue balloon? I'm going, yeah? So what? It's a blue balloon. He goes, that blue balloon, if you meet me in the bed on Saturday night, that's going to make you levitate off the bed. And not only that, that blue balloon is going to keep you excited for 3 days after I boink you.
Get out of here.
And I'm like, no, but wait a minute. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. You know? But here's what happened.
You're banging David Copperfield. And then it'll burst and doves will fly out of your ass. What?
The imitation asks her to bring one blue balloon into the bedroom.
Okay. And it's supposed to be great.
Well, it's going to keep her excited for 3 days after you have sex.
Three days?
I swear.
It's impossible.
Yes, no. It works. You'll see.
Even if you hand over your credit cards, you can't keep her excited for 3 days.
3 days?
Three days.
All right, let's go to the phones and see if someone could figure out what the blue balloon trick is all about here.
Hello?
Hi, NEW.
How you doing?
Hi.
Hey, what's your name?
Todd.
Hey, Todd.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right.
Does it have anything to do with the G-spot?
Now, how are you going to work the G-spot and the blue balloon at the same time?
Well, pressure point. I mean, I was thinking if you were, the position I was thinking of, would put pressure on the G-spot, and because I can't think of what else you can do, because you can't use it for anything else, because it can break or... So the only thing I could think of would be pressure.
Uh-huh. Okay, so how is that going to keep her excited for 3 days? You just gonna, like...
The excitement would be that the fact that she knows how to use a blue balloon without her mate.
You're really struggling here.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have to move on, man.
Good try, though. Really good try.
Hi, Eddie W. The blue balloon trick.
Hello.
Hi. All right.
You got an answer for us.
Yeah, I think you pull up the blue balloon and you slowly let the air out onto her private part.
On her what?
Private parts.
Oh, so you blow it up.
Yeah,
and then
I like
slowly...
idea better, but You blow it up and you slowly let the air out.
You know the only way to slowly let air out of a balloon, though, I think it would ruin the mood sounding like...
That feels good, doesn't it, honey?
You know, I would think that would ruin the mood.
No, I mean...
Well, Laura, is he close, or...
No cigar for you, sir.
All right. Okay.
But that was a good try.
You keep her excited for 3 days with a blue balloon.
With a blue balloon. All right. Now, I got to tell you, I'll give your audience a hint.
Okay.
All right. Why did I see... Remember my recipe? Something plus something equals great sex?
Yes.
Something plus something equals great sex.
Uh-oh. Are we supposed to remember this?
Is this a pop quiz?
This is a...
I didn't study now.
That could be a next question for your audience.
Wait a minute.
I got an idea.
Okay, what?
Blow up the balloon pretty good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Put it right above her pussy... on her stomach, and then bounce her while you're getting her from behind.
And do what?
Bounce her on a balloon, you know, like a little kid riding on the balloon.
Bounce her on a balloon? It's not a hoppity hop.
Why are you going to be bothering a balloon? That way you don't do any work, just push down her lower back.
Damn hoppity hop, bro.
Bounce her from behind.
Wow. Your audience.
That's interesting.
Real. We love our audience. Come on.
Well, you know, it's creative. See, that's the. Yeah. This is what turns women on, the whole creative element here.
All right.
So, yeah.
Give us a hint.
The hint. Okay. I sealed the pages in all my books. 101 Nights of Great Sex, 101 Nights of Great Romance, 101 Great Quickies, and now 52. Why did I seal the envelopes? That's your hint.
So you can't cheat or peek.
Oh, baby. Now you're getting more.
I hope this has nothing to do with
such paper cut.
She just teases us.
Oh, God.
Hi, Annie W.
Hey.
Hi.
It's Greg.
Hey, Greg.
I think I might have the answer for the blue balloon.
The blue balloon.
Let her rip.
You get some static electricity going and you use it on her body hair.
Oh, the whole hover technique?
I guess it might be.
What is hover the hover technique?
Oh, you don't know the hover technique?
That's when you're banging in a helicopter.
I heard of the Hoover technique. Not the hover technique.
Oh, you don't know what about hovering?
No.
Oh, this is
Help
really cool.
Out.
Check it out, guys. This is really cool. All right. You know that skin makes up almost all of sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
And most women have very fine hair on their arms and legs.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So you take
except for Opie's first
shut up.
Girlfriend that he had sex
today,
with,
man.
Who, by the way, had like hair all down her back like a Wookiee.
Opie, I love you.
Opie lost his virginity to Chewbacca from Star Wars.
Well, she was hot, but then I turned over and she had like a mane.
You didn't need it. To raise any hair with static electricity, you needed that big Remax hot air balloon rub on her back.
Like
the Hindenburg couldn't raise a hair on this. Anyway, okay.
Okay, so the hover technique is you take your fingertips,
yeah,
and you, instead of massaging a woman with your fingertips, you lightly touch her hair and you just go up and down her body with your fingertips, and you hover over her skin.
So what's that doing for me, huh? When do I get mine?
Can I tell you something? Why do so many women fake orgasms?
I don't know why.
Because so many men fake foreplay.
Yay!
Yay!
All right.
Okay.
So what is this hover technique supposed to do?
Well, I just
it excites the lady more?
It's, just, it's the touch, and it gives her a little goosebumps.
All right, so this guy...
Very sexy.
So this guy thinks the blue balloon technique is...
No. It has nothing to do with electricity or hovering.
All right.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a good one. Bye.
Now, wait, what kind of balloon was it? Is it like a round one or one of those that you blow up and it goes like a big sausage?
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I think it definitely has to be a sausage.
All right. Hi, Annie W.
Hi, am I on?
Yes.
Hey,
okay.
Hey, a girl. All right.
My guess is just the anticipation.
Like, you love it, don't you?
If you have it in the room and you have, like, great sex, and then you say, like, well... You know, for 3 days, just look at this balloon.
You're really close.
Oh, we'll see. It's like a woman to get close.
Yeah. Now, there are a lot of guys listening to this program. What's your name?
Jennifer.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Okay. If you got an invitation from your husband, and his name is? Evan. And he asked you to meet him in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he filled out the invitation. He mailed it to you.
Right.
You open it up, and it's very sexy, and it asks you to bring one blue balloon.
I mean, that alone.
You're going to have an orgasm like reading it, aren't you? Am I right?
You just don't know what to expect, especially when you're married.
But isn't that exciting?
It is very exciting.
It is. Telling you guys, it works. Some guys are
like, so you get all worked up.
You do.
No, she's close. She didn't get it. But you know what? I'm going to send you a copy of the book because I like the way you think.
Oh, thank you.
Are you with your husband right now?
I wish I was. I heard the contest, and he would definitely love to do
it. I'm telling you, it'll make him bigger and make him explode.
I'm telling you.
Hey, Laura, it's the dice, man. I think I got the blue balloon. I know.
Okay.
Because I understand what this girl is saying. See, she equates the balloon to having this great sex, and she just got to look at it, but there's something missing, right? I know it's missing. You fill the balloon with the vital fluid, and it's almost like takeout all week. Again! Huh? Did I hit the nail on the head? Huh? You know, it's like astronaut food for the rest of the week. Right? I think I got that one right, huh?
Ow!
Get him out of here. That's not right, Dice.
I know, what's wrong with him?
Oh, you're so funny.
So are you going to give us the rest of the answer of the balloon technique?
I think if I give it away, it's not a technique. It's something that you do. I'm listening to you.
Come on.
Cool.
You gotta give us something.
I'm gonna give you a bunch of stuff today. I'm gonna give you lots of tips. It's a good little tease, right?
Yeah, it is a good tease.
I'm telling you guys, get this book. 52. Let me just pitch my number real quick. 1-800. Do you remember my number? 547 bonk.
Yes, bonk.
B-O-N-K.
Right.
That's actually lip. L-I-P. Bonk. Okay.
1-800-LIP-BONK.
Yes. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, guys.
All right.
And ladies, 52 Invitations to Great Sex.
So you want to try to find the couple now, too?
Yeah, let's do that. And I've got a lot of tips. I'm going to give your audience at least four things that they could do tonight.
That'll make their mate happy.
I
think at this point, we got to tell you about our new club, Laura. We haven't seen you in a while. It is Tuesday, and Anthony and I started a club because we realized that the sex in a lot of relationships has gotten boring and dull.
Hell yeah.
Maybe we got that from you. I don't know. But we came up with an idea called the Tuesday Night Homer Club.
I like it.
So every Tuesday night, there are couples out there joining our club.
And they're doing the Hummer on the guy?
Yeah, and then the guy, he should reciprocate. We understand that. But a good icebreaker, because after years of marriage or relationship, it's so hard for a guy to ask for that. And the girl doesn't usually volunteer the services. So it just kind of goes to the wayside.
Yeah.
But now it gives an opportunity for a guy to go, hey, listen to Opie and Anthony. And then he goes home. And he goes, hey, how about those wacky guys? You hear them? They're Hummer Club. Boy, that's silly, huh? As the zipper's going down, you know?
I like it.
We're opening the lines of communication with the couple.
And you know what? I'm a big person when it comes to oral. I've got like 12, 15 Hummer pages in this book.
Right.
I'm really into that, you know.
And both people become members of the club as well, so the ladies don't feel like they're left out. And then it's a cool little conversation piece on the weekends when you're at a party or something.
Uh-huh.
You're like, hey, man, are you a part of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club? And it's cool.
Uh-huh. I think that's a great club.
And guys in general love it. I mean, right now as we speak, someone is joining the club on a highway somewhere.
Hummers.
Awesome. Yeah. So do they get any prizes when they call in and if they're actually doing the Hummer?
Oh, just the satisfaction of getting the Hummer and becoming a member of the club is pain enough.
And, I've made the last 2 years of my life my goal to create different kinds of Hummers.
Mm-hmm.
Because the whole thing is, the same old hum is kind of boring after a while, too.
I don't know. Even a bad one's a good one.
I know. That is true. But if you're going to hum on her, guys, or if he's there's so many different things you can do with your tongue.
All right. You want to find that couple?
I do.
Now, what is the deal? If we find this couple, go ahead.
You'll win. It's the Laura Korn Challenge. My new book, 52 Invitations to Great Sex, 101 Nights of Great Sex, 101 Nights of Great Romance, and 101 Great Quickies.
Yeah.
And I'll even throw my G-Spot video in.
And you want a couple that is willing to try out one of your techniques?
Yes.
And then report back to us when they're finished?
That's
how
correct.
Wonderful it was. And this one is supposed to increase the size of the guy's unit?
Yes. Not only increase it, but give him the longest, strongest orgasm of his life.
You're talking stuff that has been pondered since the beginning of time, Laura Coyne.
You have figured
cave
it out.
Paintings, and they didn't figure this out. But you know why? Because you can't seal the pages of rocks. Laura Coyne has figured it out in her book to seal the pages. They didn't know. They were just leaving them out on stone wheels back then.
And I, for years, I talked about the velvet tongue being the best oral trick, right?
Yes,
and you guys know what the velvet tongue is. I've outdone it this time.
Okay. Who's this? Who's this?
Who's this with the radio up real loud? Turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down. We're on delay.
Oh, okay.
Turn your radio down. We got you live. What do you got?
Hi. Are you gonna take the challenge?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
All right, you're there.
Yeah.
Okay, what's up?
Chilling.
Oh, my God. He's
listening to himself. Dude, I'm going to move on, all right?
I told.
He just blew it. Still looking for a couple. 212-757-1027. Hi, NEW.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right.
Are you a couple?
Well, we are a couple.
My right hand and my left hand.
I'm trying to get my wife to participate, but she had a bad day at work, so she don't want to.
The mood's got to be right.
Yeah, she's right here, too. She's like,
so maybe you should do her with it.
I'll do her with it, whatever. She's really not into it. She said no, but I'm trying.
That's called assault, sir.
She had to give the kids tests today, and they were, like, really upset.
All right. Well, we're going to move on then, okay?
Okay. All right, man.
Wow, that doesn't sound like he's in a happy situation.
Hi, NEW.
How you doing? We'll do it.
What's your name?
Do I have to give my name?
No,
no,
we'll call
you
Pierre.
Have to.
Give a fake name.
Pierre.
Pierre is fine.
Pierre, is Monique there?
And Monique, yeah.
All right, let me make sure you have a live woman in
live
the room.
Live woman, hold on.
Hello.
Oh,
hi.
There you go.
Hi.
Hi, Monique.
Oh, these guys
hello.
Work out perfect.
Awesome. Okay, now, how long have you guys been together?
For 4 years.
About 4 years. Are you married?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you're married. You have kids?
I have two stepkids.
You have two stepkids.
Mm-hmm.
And you're experimental? You like to try new
yeah.
things? And do you consider yourself pretty good in the oral department?
I do think so.
Whoa.
You do?
Yes,
yeah.
I feel pretty confident about that.
You do.
He wants me to tell you we have a book on 101 Nights of Great Sex.
Oh. That's my book.
No way.
This is
Laura's book.
No way.
Look at that.
Are you a satisfied corn girl?
Yes.
wait a minute. See,
all right, this is a perfect color.
That amazing?
See, that is so good. You love the mystery and the anticipation, don't you?
Yes.
And you know my new one is the 52 Invitations to Great
no.
Sex.
Yeah, we don't have that yet. Is that new?
Yes.
Oh, great.
You're going to get an invitation
no
every
way.
Week in the mail. Yes. Okay, now wait a minute. All right. First of all,
Jesus.
I got to ask you this. Have you done number 5, The Velvet Tongue, and 101 Nights
no.
of Great Sex?
No, we haven't yet.
Okay, well, this is even better.
We just pick different numbers. We don't go in order.
Oh,
they're crazy. Like
do you have a favorite page that he's done
that
you?
He's done to me?
Yes.
Probably, I like the painting one. The
tour time? Tour time? Ah!
Look, she's out of control.
see, guys, I'm telling you, works on girls. Yes, sirree, it does.
All right.
Okay, now, wait a minute. I'm going to go in the other room.
Okay.
I'm going to reveal, stand back. I don't know how big this thing is going to get. Oral technique, okay?
Okay.
You're going to try it on your guy.
Now?
Yes.
While we're on the radio?
Yes.
No.
In the privacy of your own bedroom.
Okay.
And then, you know, he'll get there in like 3 minutes.
Okay. Great.
And then we'll call you back.
We'll call you back, and you'll tell us how it went, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Cool.
All right, hold on.
I didn't know what I was getting myself into until he
it's Laura Coyne.
You may want to lock your kids in the bathroom for 15, 20 minutes.
Right.
1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York. It's Sophie, it's Anthony, and it's Laura Coyne. She just ran back into the studio.
Oh, so excited.
How was our couple? Very excited, yeah?
The minute I said hello, she goes, oh, you know which one we liked? We liked 3 thumbs up. We liked the ones with the 3. I mean, she was just going over.
3 thumbs up?
3 thumbs up in the 101 Nights of Great Sex book. She was like just going on. Oh, my God. We like this one.
All right, so
she was all cute.
All right. So here's the deal. We got a couple.
They're
going to do one of your techniques from the new book.
52 Invitations to Great Sex.
And then we're going to. Do we have their phone number so
yes.
we can call them back?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
I got their phone number.
We're going to call them back and find out how it went.
She yes. sounded like a little firecracker. I
she
like
did.
Yeah.
She's very experimental. Yeah. I told her, you know what, this book? Yeah. This book, I said, I have to be honest. I said, this is even hotter. This, I know it doesn't seem possible, but this book is about 3 notches hotter than the other one.
Laura loves sex, man. It's just great.
I love it, and I love to write about it, and this is a hotter book.
Now, how happy is this guy going to be?
It's going to be the longest orgasm he's ever had.
More intense.
Uh-huh.
Or my name's not Corn.
Okay.
And we're going to save my name's Corn.
It's a perfect day for this because of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club.
I think it's a great day.
And I got an instant email here real fast.
You did?
God bless your parents, Opie and Anthony, for having you. My girlfriend finally broke down last Tuesday, and I got my first Hummer in 2 years thanks to you two and your club.
Congratulations.
Oh, my God, that's great.
Congrats. Look how happy Laura is about this guy getting a Hummer.
That's a shame. That's a crying shame.
Well, that's why we started the club, just to encourage the ladies and the guys to get together and have a little fun, just like when they first met, you know,
exactly.
When the sex was unbelievable.
I know.
Then all of a sudden something happens. You have some kids and responsibilities and jobs and bills. And
you stop playing.
And you're not having the fun sex anymore.
Right. But people are tired. They don't think they have the time to be creative, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's what's so cool about my book is you just rip out a sealed page and then you seduce each other.
And you got some wacky ideas.
I do. I have some good ones. And right now I want to play with you guys.
Uh-oh.
What's inside the sealed envelope? Or do you want me to do another sexual family feud question for your audience?
Well, know what you need to do, because a bunch of people have been calling and faxing and emailing us saying that we should blow off some of the music today.
Okay.
Because you said you'd give out some sex tips. And you said you'd give us four. We only have an hour left in our show, so you got to give us a good tip for the couples to try tonight.
Okay, here's one right now.
Okay.
It's really cool. All right. What item?
Wait, let me unzip. Okay.
All right, this is unbelievable. And if you don't, I'll do a demonstration if we don't get it.
No one get it.
Okay, what item... commonly used in the sport of snow skiing will drive a woman to have a very intense orgasm. What item commonly used in the sport of snow skiing? This is my first.
A stiff pole? No? Just thinking.
It is actually, I'm telling you, unbelievable.
Goggles? No.
What?
What item?
I'm thinking if,
commonly used.
Chapstick?
In the sport,
you never know.
In the sport of snow skiing,
one of those wacky hats,
a zany hat, full of tassels on it.
And this is something that everyone can afford, and they can buy it. You have to buy this.
All right, even if you're not a skier,
right? It's very inexpensive, mm-hmm. and you use this with your tongue or during sex.
Interesting.
And this is my first tip.
Hi, N.E.W. N.E.W.
Still on hold.
All right, well, we got you on the air now.
Oh, okay.
Hi.
Well, what? I just wanted to correct the DJ that said a lot of husbands have to ask wives for oral sex.
Yeah.
That's not true. My husband and I are married for 3 years. Uh-huh. We have a 9-month-old daughter.
Yeah.
And I must perform oral sex on him at least 3 to 4 nights a week.
Wow. Yeah. God bless you.
Now, obviously, we're generalizing, but if you took a poll and asked a lot of guys,
it does take the poll.
They're just not getting it anymore.
That's a shame. Because,
you guys should...
We have a 9-month-old. She's a very active baby, but, we got to take care of ourselves, too.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
I'm serious. That's great.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Another happy member of the club.
Hi, N.E.W.
Yeah, it was on hold.
All right, we got you on the air now. What's up?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey.
You're
okay,
on.
Did you want to take a guess at the question? Did you hear the question?
No.
Okay. All right, here's the question.
Is this Laura?
Yeah.
Laura.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Who's this?
This is Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
We just got your book.
Oh.
Which one?
The 101 romantic something.
101 Nights of Great Romance?
Yes.
Cool. Who bought it?
My wife got it. We just got married a couple months ago.
Uh-huh.
I'm a little skeptical of it, though. I mean, is it going to benefit me as well as her?
Well, what's romance for a guy?
What's romance for a guy?
I mean, here's the... What's romance for a guy?
You got romance for a guy? Hey, Laura, it's me, the Dice Man again. I got your romance, huh? I lay back with a beer cracked open. I'm watching a good game, and you can't quite see it because you're on your knees in front of me. Oh, Roman!
Nice. He grabs that mic from me, and I can't stop him. I apologize to the Dice Man, Laura.
Oh, that's funny.
You guys are great.
His idea of romance.
Can I tell you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Get her to rip out the one that's called Sleepless in the Saddle.
Okay.
How about the one that's called...
That's wacky.
Oh, my God. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Okay. Wait a minute. Okay, so that would get wet?
Okay.
Get her to rip that one out. I mean, a lot of the seductions in the romance book that she's going to do for you have to do with sex.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're going to score big time.
Okay, great.
All right?
Thanks.
She's going to get what she needs, which is the seduction, and you're going to get what you need.
Well, we're looking forward to it.
All right, cool.
Okay.
All right, have
Thanks,
a good
man.
One.
Bye.
Bye.
We got to get an answer to that
question. I know. So the ski item, we're looking for the item commonly used in the sport of snow skiing to turn a woman on. What is it?
All right, we got you on the air. What's up?
I think it might be horse cough drops.
Cough drops?
Yeah.
Is that used in the commonly used in the sport of snow skiing?
No, but...
Oh. I mean, that's a good trick, too, but what
that is, no, that's not yet.
Mentholated.
No, this is actually very cool. I've got the item on me, as a matter of fact.
You do, so it's a small item.
Yeah, I was going to blindfold one of you guys and try it. Oh. It also works on a guy, too.
Rock.
Okay, come on. Hi, who's
blindfold.
There?
Hi, N.E.W.
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hey, Suzanne.
How are you, Laura?
I'm doing great.
She's fine.
Well,
can't you hear? Listen to her.
I bought your book, but my husband doesn't use it. It's not, so I was just telling the guy who read the book, sometimes it's not the woman with the libido problem.
Right. That's true. Do you know that 30% of all relationships, the woman wants it more?
Oh, wow. My husband, I bought the book. I kind of had to throw it away in a fit of rage, but... Anyway, I think it's chapstick.
She threw it away in a fit of rage.
I was so aggravated that we were not using it. So I flipped it. I just threw it
Can
away.
I tell you something?
Take the book
You're
and hit him over the head with it.
Okay, so you love the guy, though, right?
Oh, yeah, very much so.
You love him.
Yeah.
So you know what I say? And you have to be responsible for your own sex life, too. If you were ripping out the pages and having fun, then you should have continued.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
You know
right.
what? If you sit there and you go, why didn't he do anything? You're never going to have a sex life.
True. I mean,
you're either married to that kind of guy or you're not.
I got sick of doing it week after week, but the velvet tongue, I have to say, he loved.
That is wow. that,
yeah.
That's an amazing technique. I got him in.
See?
And
see?
I will
Very
not
cool.
give it away.
He
here,
loved, in fact, he was talking about it for, I would say, a good 2 weeks. So.
Thank you very much. So, see, it did. So, you did.
And the Velvet Tongue is in your first book, right?
Yeah, 101 Nights of Great Sex. That's the one that Heather was told David Letterman about. So it's
oh,
a cool
really?
Yes.
Mm, very good.
All right, we got to move
All right,
on.
Well, thanks a lot. Have a good night.
She thinks
All
it's chapstick, by the
no,
way.
No, it's not chapstick.
It isn't.
Okay.
All right, we'll continue with the phone calls. 212-757-1027. All right, it's Opie, it's Anthony, and it's Laura Korn. We got so much stuff going on here right now. We got a couple somewhere in Radioland that is doing one of your techniques from your new book, and we're going to check in with them to see how that went. And also, what is the trivia question that we need?
The trivia question, we're looking for the answer. You can win a copy of my new book. There is an item commonly used in the sport of snow skiing that will make her orgasm amazingly intense. What is that item?
All right, give us a call, 212-757-1027, and we'll reveal what that item is right after a twofer from the Rolling Stones. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York, 2 for Tuesday with the Rolling Stones. Love is Strong from Voodoo Lounge and Gimme Shelter. It's Opie, it's Anthony, and it's our sexpert, Laura Korn. We love Laura. She's one of our favorite guests of all time since Anthony and I have been doing radio together the last 5 years.
She's such a tease, man. Such a tease.
You know, would you rather be teased or not teased at all? Be honest.
I love being teased.
Yeah.
We all love being teased.
Being teased is great.
And that's part of the problem. When people move in, they stop teasing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You stop teasing, and that's what all my products are about, the big tease.
Okay. I still tease, but it's in a different way.
How do you tease?
Like now, I just repeat everything my wife says right after she says it, and she finds it real annoying. She says, stop teasing me. You know? It's a little different.
Doesn't get, honey, I got a blue balloon.
Yeah, doesn't get her. Yeah, honey, look, I got a blue balloon, and then I'll take it and keep rubbing it so it goes while she's trying to watch TV.
Yeah, we're still.
That's me teasing her.
We're still trying to get the answer to the blue balloon, but we're way past that.
Okay, we're way past that.
All right, what's the sex
all right,
tip
so
again?
We're looking for the item commonly known in the sport of snow skiing to turn a woman on. What is it?
All right, let's go to the phones here.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, N.E.W.
Yeah, it would be the heat pack.
Yeah, man!
Ah,
oh, wow!
Ah.
The heat pad. Have you ever tried it,
no,
sir?
The only thing I can come up with, really.
Okay, so what you do is you take some saran wrap.
Okay.
And you put it around the heat pad.
Uh-huh.
And it's like right in the palm of your hand, right?
Right.
Okay, so it's the element of surprise. Don't get into bed with a bunch of heat pads hanging out of your nose and stuffed in you, you know, all over your body.
So,
or
so she doesn't know you
so
have
So you're
this.
Down there humming.
Okay.
All right. You're licking. All right. And on the sly, remember, everything is the element of surprise. You just put that heat pad, because women, through PMS and everything, we always put heat pads, you know? So you put it right above her pubic bone or right on that magic spot. And you just kind of rub, lick, lick, rub, lick, scrape her off the ceiling.
Wow, look at that, huh?
There you go, a sex tip from Laura Korn.
Isn't that cool?
Only took an hour and a half.
You
tease you.
But you only want to do this a couple of times a month, you know, tricks like this, but it is very cool. Can you see how that would work?
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
And you can do it during foreplay. If she's flipped over on her back, just go up. You could get something cold in one hand, hot, and just go up and down her spine. Hot, cold, hot, cold. Oh, my God.
Look at her. She's getting all worked up just thinking about it.
It is. It's very cool. I love that. That heat thing on a woman's magic button.
Okay.
Guys. Hello. Hello. I'm having an orgasm. That's a big one.
All right. So. All right. That's one. You promised a few more tips here, Laura.
Yes. Okay. Good thing for guys. Listen up for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day, you're getting to do flowers?
No.
You're not going to do flowers? A lot of guys are going to do flowers. Yeah, you might.
You do that, but
what's the most unusual way you've given a woman flowers? This is a great tip, guys. I'm telling you, she will be blown away.
Well, I use my ass as a vase and come in on my hands.
Unusual way to give flowers, isn't it?
What do you think?
You got unusual ways to give flowers?
Very, very. Okay, you know what? Here's it's a... effort behind the gesture. It's called the EBG.
Okay.
EBG, right. EBG, EBG. Always remember this, guys, because you score points.
All right, EBG.
EBG.
Effort
EBG.
Behind the gesture. When someone does something nice for you, right, don't mm-hmm. you, as whether it's what you see, the effort behind the gesture.
Of course.
Women always do this. Mm-hmm. So when you walk in and you just bought some flowers off the corner,
mm-hmm.
she's happy, but it's not like there's no thought.
Nice
know?
Gesture, but the effort isn't that much.
Right. Okay, right. Here's the thing. Here's the cool thing to do for Valentine's Day. She will love you. She will give you a hummer, guaranteed.
Oh, whoa.
All right?
Listen up.
All right. Spell a message with flowers. Let's say her name is Carol. I love you, Carol. The I is an iris. The L is a lily. The O is an orchid, and so forth and so on.
Oh.
Spell a message with flowers. Put it in a card and give it to her, and she will keep it for the rest of her life.
Oh.
What do you mean, put it in a card?
Well, put the I, right, I for the iris, L for love, O, and then let her guess all evening why these flowers are so special. I mean, she'll spend all evening trying to guess why these flowers have significance.
Okay.
And what you've done is you've spelled out a special, you know, message with flowers.
Right. What's
and that is a, it doesn't take any more time to call the florist and do this than it would to order, you know, a dozen red roses.
What flower starts with an F? Right. You know, carnation. I got that.
But it's very cool. Isn't that cool? I'm telling you guys, big points.
All
big
right.
points.
It's different.
It's different.
Okay, your new book's called 52 Invitations to Great Sex. What's the phone number again?
It's 1-800-547-BONK. B-O-N-K, 547-BONK. People are calling wanting to know about the Velvet Tongue. It is in 101 Nights of Great Sex, and it's number 5.
Okay. We got the couple on hold.
We do.
We're going to talk to them next, okay? 1027 WNEW. It's Opie, it's Anthony, and it's Laura Korn, our sexpert in the studio. She's here to talk about her new book, 52 Invitations to Great Sex. The number to order this thing, 1-800-547-BONK.
B-O-N-K.
And we got that number here at the studio if you're interested. But right now we got the couple on the line, Laura, that you talked to off the air.
Uh-huh.
One of the techniques from the book.
Uh-huh.
It's an oral technique, right?
It's an oral technique, and they consider she says that she's really good with her tongue, and she's very experimental, yet she had never tried this technique. And I did say that if it didn't give him the best orgasm of his life, the longest, and if his Mr. Friendly didn't get the biggest it's ever been, my name wasn't Korn.
This is just astounding that Laura Korn could come up with something that has been tried
it's
for years.
It's the oral Viagra. It's oral Viagra.
All right, what's our couple name again? We're using fake names. Pierre and...
Monique.
Monique, was it?
Yes.
It right. doesn't involve an air pump and a rubber band or anything.
Pierre.
Hello.
Oh, Pierre.
Oh.
Who loves you, Pierre? Who's looking after you? Who's taking care of you?
Admit the Korn is.
Wait a minute, is my name still Korn?
I don't know who it is.
Look, this guy's flustered. No more blood in his head. He's talking like a retard.
I'm wiped.
Are you wiped?
Yeah, wiped.
Okay, now, we can't reveal the technique, but...
not saying.
But she'd never done this before.
No.
And was it... did it get big?
Yeah.
It got big.
I mean, but, like, bigger than normal?
Well, it's bigger than normal anyway. But yes, it did.
It was an intent?
It was, yeah. I'm wiped.
Was it one of the best ever?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, how long did it take?
Yeah.
Oh, not too long.
Wow.
Is that amazing?
Oh,
it was pretty wild.
This guy got like Super Hummer.
Yeah.
Super Hummer.
I think we should be king and queen of the Hummer
club. I'm going to put a thank you in my acknowledgement next book. Can I talk to your wife?
Absolutely.
Because I want to ask her. Okay, I got to ask her something right off the bat.
All right,
okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Here she is.
Hello? Very what was that?
We love you. It was really good. We've been waiting for you to call for like 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. So now let me ask you. Now, when you did this technique, all right, because there are a lot of men and women, we're teasing them right now, but did you see an immediate reaction?
Absolutely.
I mean, all the blood went, right?
Absolutely.
And it was like,
yeah. And he even asked me to do one of the things again. He said, could you do that same
yes, one again?
And
yes,
then when
I know.
Then when man. I quit, that was it.
Oh, so, man.
I feel like I'm listening to The View. The Open Anthony show has turned into the Lifetime show.
Oh, my goodness.
You should have been here.
Yeah, well.
Oh, baby. Hey,
where do you live?
So should every woman try this?
Absolutely. Okay, if they want to keep their significant other.
I know. So there's so many different things, guys, you can do with your tongue. It is amazing. well, thank you so much.
Oh,
I'm
going to
send
welcome.
You a copy of the new 52 Invitations
thank
to Great Sex.
You.
And you have 51 more things to try.
Great.
Are you going to mail each other invitations?
Absolutely.
Are you
going to
have fun?
Absolutely.
Doesn't sound like fun?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
And this technique's in the book.
Number one, it's Stand Back. For
oh,
those
that's
people
the one
listening,
I read. Okay.
Stand back.
I don't know how big this is going to get. Yes.
Don't let them tease you. They're just jealous. My husband's 5 pounds lighter, he said.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I found lighter, huh?
Okay, get him to do the blue balloon for you for Valentine's
Day.
Okay. That's the one, all right?
Thank you. Yep. All
cool.
Right. All right.
All right, 547.
Well,
B-O-N-K.
A very happy.
There's a satisfied
customer. See, you can tell. It's not fake. It's not phony.
All right, we teased that and we teased the blue balloon. We got to give our listeners something here.
Okay. Well, should we do the fetish thing?
Okay, we can do that.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I've got to ask you right off the bat. What is the only known aphrodisiac, guys?
The only known
aphrodisiac.
Oysters.
No? Ugh. Maybe you want to do that question?
It's going to be a Laura Korn trick question where it turns out to be something that you...
I know.
It's not going to be all the things that you... Oh, ginseng. Oh, it's this. It's vitamin E.
It's something
like, you know... And you know what it is? It's a toenail. Oh, Laura, you're insane.
Right.
Come on. What's the only known aphrodisiac? It's so easy... Come on, guys.
God, tests. This is why I did crappy in school. I don't know. Let's see.
Only known aphrodisiac.
The human scent.
Oh, that's good.
Is that it?
No. The only known
aphrodisiac.
I don't know. Mystery.
Oh, close.
See, I'm just trying to think like Laura Korn.
Well, I was going
to
say, you know, it's variety. And I was making a point of the, you know, oral, the
variety.
Tongue,
okay.
And variety. Do you agree?
Yes. Let me write that down.
Variety.
So forget variety.
Tim, when is the pop quiz? Variety balloons.
Oh.
You don't want to do a round of what's inside
hand
the sale page.
We'll do that. But
what's the question?
Yeah, give a question for the listeners.
All right, call in either question. The number one male fetish or the number one female fetish? And we're not talking fantasies.
Okay.
We're talking fetish. What is your definition of a fetish?
Fetish, something
a
that
fetish.
Really gets you hot.
Yes, yeah, like overly so, right?
Right.
It's like a fetish. You're consumed with it.
Number one fetish for guys.
For guys.
One fetish
for a woman.
For women.
For a woman.
You know what the guys one is? Dismembered bodies, right? Maybe I've went out too far on a limb here.
And you'll give these answers out, right?
Yeah. No.
1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York. It's Opie, it's Anthony, and it's Laura Korn. We're having a great time here in the studio today.
Yeah,
people seem to be loving all the stuff we're talking about.
Cool.
Look at this, Opie, on the instant feedback. Tom from Bethpage. Hey, guys, I haven't had sex in weeks.
I stopped by a bookstore on the way home, picked up Laura's book. My first sex invite is in the mail. I used sex invite number 2. It involves a hanger, a scarf, a vibrator, candles. This is awesome. Thanks, Laura.
Oh.
This guy couldn't wait to eat.
It's sealed page number 2. It's called She's Out of Control.
Yeah, I see that.
And it's number 2. And he actually mailed the invitation to his wife already.
Cool.
This guy's horny.
Okay,
yeah.
Here's the question. All right, we've got 2 questions. What is the number 1 male fetish? And what is the number 1 female fetish?
Right.
If you can answer either one of those questions, you want a copy of 52 Invitations to Great Sex.
And we got to give out the number again because the instant feedback is going nuts. 1-800-547-BONK.
B-O-N-K.
To order any of Laura's books. The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, 2 for Tuesday with Hendrix, Dolly Dagger, and Crosstown Traffic. It's Opie, it's Anthony. And it's Laura Korn who's making me tired, Anthony. I don't know about you. I'm exhausted. I feel like I just did 3 hours in the sack with Laura.
Did you? God.
You are a hyper person.
I know.
Hey, when did you get started in the wonderful world of sex, Laura?
Well, 8 years ago.
That's when you did it for the first time?
I didn't have an orgasm until 7 years ago.
Huh? Are you kidding, really?
I swear to God. And I didn't really dig sex, and so I went to the library. Where all good girls go when they don't have orgasms.
Is that something?
And I started reading books, and I just self-taught myself.
Like to watch those little lessons.
Trying out different recipes.
And my next book is 101 Nights of Getting Myself Off. Yay! That's a bestseller.
All right. Now,
okay.
We got 20 phones led here.
Okay.
We're trying to get the answer to what question?
What is
again?
The most popular male fetish? Now, we're not talking fantasy. It's a fetish. And what is the most popular female fetish?
Okay. Who's okay. this?
Hmm. Yeah, who's this? Dancy?
It's all of us. What's up, bud?
Yeah, what's going on? Is the most popular female fetish cosmetics?
Cosmetics.
No, it's something that really turns women on when it comes to the male gender.
Okay. Annie W.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. You got an answer?
Going great.
I'd like to say for men, it's feet.
Yes, you're right.
No.
Wait. You guessed feet. It's the foot fetish. But now I'm going to ask you a tougher question. Describe the sexiest shoe according to men. What does it look like?
All right.
I want you to describe the shoe.
Full description now.
Yes.
Big bunny right. slippers.
stiletto with the ankle strap across the very top of your ankle.
It's a horseshoe. You're talking whore pumps, honey,
hey,
huh?
Hey.
But you got a few in your closet, don't you? Hey!
Sorry, Dice got the mic.
Okay, so
with an open toe.
Open toe, you're right. That's what the open toe, you know why?
They can't kick you in the ass out the door with it?
I don't know. Why?
Working, I don't know.
Toe cleavage.
Oh, okay.
Those are four slits.
If you're going to buy shoes, you want to show, like, the cleavage.
I've got to disagree with all of this.
I mean,
this is grossing me out.
We're talking pretty feet. We're talking pretty feet.
Yeah. No.
Attractive feet.
Wrong.
Cleavage.
Out of all the fetishes, you come up with this? This is stuff that is turning me off.
Well,
toe cleavage, toe cheese.
Toe cleavage, yeah.
Come on.
Toe cleavage.
You guys are obviously not foot fetish guys.
No, when
right?
I'm walking down the street, I'm not looking really at cleavage good. Going, look at her toes open. Look at the set of toes on her. Wow, look at that.
You think they're real or fake, Anthony?
Yeah, yeah. I think she's had big toe implants.
Come on.
I don't know. Look, she's wearing that sheer sock. I think I see nails. Laura, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. I think that's a woman's idea of what the man's fetish is. That I could buy, but it's not the actual men's fetish.
Well, wait a minute.
Rick, she got herself all worked up. Her headphones are twirled around her seat. Oh, look, she's okay.
I think she's trying out a new technique, Anthony, with the headphones.
It's called wrap the wire around your seat. Now, Laura, I can't accept that.
I can't even.
As the fetish.
You make me... Okay, now, I'm...
Number one fetish for guys
okay,
is...
Okay, well,
is
that's
feet.
What it is. It's a foot fetish. We're not talking fantasy. We're talking fetish. And that's, I guess, where the definition is. And it comes from a book called Sexy Origins.
All right.
And this is where where people get, I mean, it's origins from sexual.
And that shoe is the type of shoe,
yeah,
too?
No. It's the open toe shoe. No. The true foot fetish guy wants to see the toes. And they surmise it's because of the cleavage, because of the slits.
He's a toe man. I'm a heel man myself.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's high heels, but with
I like the arch.
All right, so we got the answer to that. Let's put her on hold.
Oh, God, you want a copy.
All right, she's cool. On hold. Line two.
Well, I'm not buying that.
Line two, Rick. She gets a book.
A woman, I think that's a woman's version of a man's fetish. Because that's as acceptable.
What do you think is the fetish then? If you don't think it's toes, guys, Opie and Anthony, what's the fetish, do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Because a worship of breast is really not a fetish. Right.
No, but I mean, even a tummy is closer than a foot to being something that a guy would look at and maybe touch and feel all tingly about. Then the foot, I mean, the foot is part of the whole package,
right.
Like a completely nude woman.
Uh-huh.
And hey, there's her feet.
Yeah.
You know, ooh, and there's her head and there's everything in between. But, you know, I'm not looking at open-toed shoe.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, you're my little Buster Brown, aren't you?
You know, doesn't work for me. Doesn't work.
All right, so now we need to find out the number one fetish for ladies, right? The number one fetish for ladies?
Yes, and this really is.
The number one fetish for ladies?
Yeah, this is amazing.
So you got an answer to that question, bro?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah,
okay, cool, I wasn't sure. Too bad the girl beat me before. I'm not even sure about the foot fetish. I was going to guess that. But
you guess that?
As far as the woman goes, I'm going to say hands.
Okay, so you think of, well, it's true, we do look at the hands.
I get compliments.
Only when they got credit cards in them.
All right, hands is not the answer,
no,
I'm assuming.
No,
all right, thanks for trying, man.
All right, man.
Okay.
Hi,
Annie
W.
Actually, someone in this room guessed this a while ago.
A while
but
ago?
I didn't acknowledge it.
Oh.
No, that's a hint. Go ahead.
Hi, Annie W.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing good. Great.
Good. Listen, Laura, one question.
Sure.
What book is that chapter for Stand Back?
That's...
Because I'm going to buy it tomorrow. Me and my husband were listening to it 20 minutes ago, and we got all hot and turned on just listening to that couple that called
it. I know. The book is called It's 52 Invitations to Great Sex.
Yeah. And quickly, just in case people are just tuning in for the first time, we had a couple try the first page in this new book.
It's the first page in the book.
And the guy said it was the best oral, the best hummer he's ever gotten.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
And it's a for her eyes only page, meaning it's a sealed envelope.
Yeah.
You rip out the page.
Right.
Okay. You ready? This is what you do right in front of him. You rip the sealed page right out.
Right.
Inside the sealed envelope are two surprises. One is an invitation.
Right.
You mail it to him. Here's the hint. We didn't give this invitation thing. It asks him to bring one serving tray.
Yeah.
And one tie into the bedroom.
Oh, that's nice. Mm.
Now, inside the sealed envelope is the technique to give him this oral hummer.
Right.
With a serving tray and a tie?
Right.